It seems like the best place to start addressing the issue of concussions begins in youth sports. The NCAA Department of Defense study that is linked in this column indicates that from 2001 through 2005, individuals between the ages of 5 and 18 accounted for 2.4 million sports-related visits to the emergency room. Now, our focus, concussions, which accounted for 135,000 of those visits, is something that we're going to be addressing today with my guest, Jeff Kraft, who is an I-9 sports area developer in the greater Richmond, Virginia area. And one of the key elements of the I-9 sports program, which, by the way, has participants as young as 4 and up to 14 in a variety of sports, is the organization and safety. This involves setting standards of play, awareness, and addressing potential issues quickly to minimize impact. Thanks for joining us today, Jeff, and talking about how youth sports can lead the way in negating concussion.
Well, thanks, Jim, for inviting me. I appreciate it.
If you would, Jeff, give us a brief overview of your program, an idea of what you offer and the goals of I-9 Sports.
Absolutely. First of all, we believe that participation in an organized youth sport activity is about more than just a sport. It's about the entire experience for the parent and child, and it's what we call the I-9 Sports experience. So for the child, whether it is flag football, soccer, basketball, baseball, or cheerleading, we believe that sports should be a fun, safe experience where children can learn basic athletic skills and sportsmanship. They can build friendships. They can increase their self-esteem. And then we have an emphasis on fun, instruction, inclusiveness. Everyone plays, and everyone's made to feel like a winner regardless of their talent level. Now, for parents, we understand their busy schedule requires a program that's going to be well-organized, convenient, and fits within their family's plans. So their child's sports activities don't consume their life necessarily. So what we strive to do is provide outstanding communication so they'll always know what to expect and how to plan for it.
One of the most notable aspects of your program is, and we're talking concussions here, is that you provide guidance to coaches and your staff regarding health issues such as concussion. You also have a protocol for the return of that player if they've had a concussion. Tell us a little more about how you're dealing with this issue.
Yeah, it's a really important issue. You know, I-9 Sports, we are proud to be a leader in raising national awareness about safety in youth sports. In fact, Jim, we were the first organization to improve concussion safety by implementing a network-wide, when in doubt, sit them out policy and a ban on heading in our soccer programs. We were also the first to integrate concussion awareness information into our registration process for parents, into our coaches' information, and also our officials' guides. The when in doubt, sit them out policy, just to elaborate, is basically if any athlete who plays with us is suspected of sustaining a concussion or head injury, they will be removed from the practice or game immediately. They will not be allowed to return to play without written clearance from a licensed healthcare provider. We also make sure that whether it's an I-9 Sports staff member or coach, that player is monitored. They will not be left alone. And then we follow up with the parents to make sure they notified us that they followed up accordingly.
Well, researchers at Wake Forest have found that concussions among girls and women is rising, especially compared to boys and men's sport. This is especially true in high school age soccer and basketball. Now, those are two sports that you offer in I-9, but obviously to a much younger age group. What are some of the special challenges that you're seeing in preventing concussions from occurring within your program?
You know, Jim, while I-9 sports programs, you know, involve minimal contact and the risk for concussions in our programs is low, there's still a risk. I mean, concussions can result from a fall, players colliding with each other, or impact with other objects. I mean, even a ding or what seems to be just a mild bump or blow to the head can be serious. That can happen in your backyard when your kids are playing or on the field of play. So the challenges for us are simply, you know, making sure coaches, parents, and staff make their number one priority having fun while keeping our kids safe. And then to be able to recognize the signs and symptoms of a concussion so the appropriate action can be taken by removing the player from the game and getting them checked out.
Well, Jeff, yeah, you may be a little more attuned to safety as you have 3 daughters, and those 3 daughters are playing sports in your programs. Have you made some changes to your programs over the years in response to what you have personally observed as an owner, but also as a referee and talking with parents and watching kids to maybe address these issues a little more in depth. And you talked a moment ago about how the I-9 program overall has implemented a program, but is there anything that you've observed on a personal level that you've changed along the years?
Well, you know, Jim, in addition to what you mentioned, our concussion safety policy and increasing concussion awareness with our families, you know, we've established and continue to refine specific game rules for all our sports to keep the kids safe. You know, for example, we offer flag football as an alternative for families who, you know, want to enjoy the benefits of involving their kids in, you know, one of America's favorite sports, football, without the dangerous risk that can lead to head injuries. Now, flag football has become a very popular choice for parents across the country, even those that play tackle football themselves, because, you know, it offers the benefits of learning the game without the dangers of full contact tackle football. But in soccer, you know, for example, we now have a strict no heading policy, but we also restrict the number of players on the field to 5 for each team during play, which also reduces the likelihood of collisions. You know, due to the increased popularity of our programs as well, we've been able to create more compressed divisions, which means now our divisions are more closely equated in age, height, and weight. More recently, Jim, we established, talking about my girls, we established an all-girls basketball league. So no longer do we have to require girls to play in all-boys leagues. Now the girls can play with girls in younger divisions. And then across all our programs, Jim, one of the things that we've strived to do throughout the years is make sure that we have trained, certified sport instructors on the field or court to ensure safe play. We pause the games if any play becomes physical or any players appear to be injured. And then we use that time as a teaching opportunity to remind the players and everyone that first, we're here to have fun, to show good sportsmanship, and we want to make sure no one gets hurt.
From the sound of it, Jeff, down the line, it looks like I-9 has a great program and a great system set up to address any health issues, especially concussion, and that's what we're addressing here. Let me ask you on a personal basis, let's step outside of I-9 sports for just a moment. Do you think there is a need for greater awareness about the importance of addressing concussions properly, especially among, let's say, parents and even players and coaches?
Absolutely, Jim. I believe there is. You know, the fact is that a concussion is a serious brain injury. And unfortunately, there continues to be a lack of knowledge and awareness about that fact. But also, there's a prevalent win-at-all-costs mentality that coaches and many parents hold in our society. And that puts our kids' health and safety at risk when we keep them in a game after a potential concussion in order to secure the victory. You know, it's this old-school mentality of, you know, be tough, walk it off, don't quit on your team, that players hear from coaches and even parents, that can lead to, you know, long-term injuries or, you know, even death. I mean, that's how serious this is. So continuing education on this topic is vitally important to ensure a safe playing environment for our kids.
Hey, we appreciate you sharing what I-9 Sports is doing on the youth level, Jeff. For parents in the Richmond area that would like to find out more about your program, please share your contact information with us.
Absolutely. We'd love to have you join us. Anyone can visit us online at i9sports.com. That's the letter I, the number 9sports.com, or by calling us at area code 804-214-PLAY. Play is 7529. But again, that's 804-214-PLAY to get information on any of our upcoming leagues and programs.
By the way, I want to throw this in. Jeff is a Virginia fan, but I do have it on good authority. I've actually seen this. He works well with other people from other ACC schools. Thanks again, Jeff. We really appreciate your time and giving us a little bit of insight into how concussion is being treated at the youth sports level.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate the opportunity.